More on a plan for agriculture to benefit from bioindustrial manufacturing today on Farm to Fork. As we approach the end of 2025, I'd like to thank everyone who supported the Farm Safety and Health campaign this year on Farm to Fork. Those of you who are regular listeners might have found it a bit excessive, but considering what's at stake, I hope you saw it as the service it was intended to be. By year's end, more than 50 million sets of ears heard these messages. There's still time to join in supporting the campaign. Visit NorthShoreProductions.com to learn how. I'm a fix-it-yourselfer, but I also know there are times when I'm in over my head. My wife has a saying, will anything bad happen? If the answer is even maybe, then call a professional. Too many farmers have gotten hurt or killed by trying to fix a problem themselves. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork, through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. Agricultural products, even ag waste, have a potential to fuel a surge in bioindustrial manufacturing in the U.S. Doug Friedman is CEO of BioMade, with operations in both Minnesota and California.
We have offshored so much of our chemical production that we are dependent now on a lot of other countries. We are not a leader anymore on a global scale in commodity and specialty chemical manufacturing. And so that is where I see bioindustrial manufacturing having an incredible opportunity space.
And says Friedman, U.S. agriculture would benefit by providing the feedstocks for the bioindustrial growth anticipated.
One of the things that we're really interested in is saying, how can we better partner with the growers and their associations and their ecosystems? You know, it's a big country. There's a lot of growers out there. We have an opportunity to build those bridges. We can open up these new opportunities so that when you have a year with a great crop and bring some certainty to the growers, such that you see less fluctuation in the demand signal and therefore, for example, more price stability.
More tomorrow. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.